Now we have some happier news for you, as we hear of various successes. There are grants from the Norfolk Churches Trust for various essential works, success for North Walsham Rugby Club as it gains promotion, and the appeal for Priscilla Bacon Hospice's move to new premises reaches the halfway mark at the same time as it receives a generous gift of garden stock from a nursery centre. Beavers return to Norfolk for the first time, and for the future, the Dinosaur Park at Lenwade hopes to be able to reopen. And preparations for the Thursford Christmas Spectacular are going ahead. Urgent funding for major unexpected roof repairs to a Breckland church tops the total of £65,000 of repair grants made by the Norfolk Churches Trust. It has awarded £10,000 to St Peter's Merton near Wotton, which has twice been victim of lead thefts. While a replacement zinc roof was being fitted, thanks to the National Lottery Heritage Fund, a further £17,000 of urgent roof repairs was needed. This crucial work has been almost completed, thanks to the Norfolk Churches Trust and other donations, said Jane Wesley-Smith of St Peter's. Three churches at Wellingham near Fakenham, All Saints South Lynn, and Retton near Downham Market all receive £8,000. The Heritage Conservation Charity, which has cancelled next month's major fundraising event, the Stately Car Boot Sale, gave £65,325 to 16 churches. The season will always be remembered for its premature end amongst the horrors of coronavirus. Lest we forget, though, 2019-20 was a memorable one for the Vikings of North Walsham. Promotion to London and South East Premier achieved with four matches left, 24 points ahead by the end of February. "Best in the 30 years I've been watching them," was one supporter's comment, and it's hard to disagree. Although 2005-06, when they so nearly got promotion to National One, runs it close. Interestingly, back then the Vikings were a truly cosmopolitan team, whereas half the current squad came through the club's youth setup, with a further quarter also hailing from Norfolk. They recorded 8 bonus point wins from the first 8, including a first ever victory at Colchester. They simply overwhelmed opponents, their points difference by then a massive 210, only Colchester taking a bonus point off them. The breathtaking tries from long distance will probably stay in the memory longest. A team of pacey ball handlers, they play with their heads up, switching from defence to attack instantaneously. Fundamentally, though, their game is built around solid defence and patience. They conceded only 11.3 points per game, comparing favourably with the 10 that all-conquering Rochford managed in 2018-19. Pride in their defence was very evident. Clearly the squad was made up of exceptionally skilful individuals. Team before self, continuous improvement, high standards. Fundraisers behind the multi-million pound appeal to build a new hospice to improve end-of-life care in Norfolk are celebrating a new £500,000 donation, which has seen the total raised so far pass the halfway point of their goal. A total of £6.4 million has now been raised for the Priscilla Bacon Hospice appeal, after £500,000 was donated by the Community of All Hallows Trust in Ditchingham. The existing Priscilla Bacon Lodge in Norwich was built 40 years ago to deliver specialist end-of-life care for Norfolk patients. But after a population growth of around £220,000 since, the building has become inadequate in size and cannot be extended. To replace it, the new Priscilla Bacon Hospice will be built on land adjacent to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, and will offer 24 inpatient beds along with daycare and outpatients facilities. The appeal to help fund the new hospice was launched in February 2019 and has now passed the halfway point on the way to its £12.5 million target. The reaching of this milestone comes just weeks after an anonymous £500,000 donation was received from someone in the Waveney area. The charity believes 2020 will be the year in which the appeal progresses even further. It's hoped that the construction on the new hospice will be able to begin in 2021, with hope remaining that building work will be completed by the end of the following year. Beautiful blooms have been donated to help brighten up a Norwich charity of support patients during the end-of-life care. Notcuts Garden Centre, which had to close due to the lockdown, wanted its stock, including 300 pink kisses, not to go to waste, and donated plants to the Priscilla Bacon Lodge in Norwich over Easter. Richard Greenacre, the general manager at Notcuts Garden Centre, explained, "It is such a shame that our beautiful plants can't be sold at the moment, so we wanted some of them to go to a good home." Becky Cooper, the head of palliative care services for Priscilla Bacon Lodge, thanked the business on its donations, adding that the gesture was appreciated by staff. Last week, the charity launched its planting competition, which will be judged by Alan Titchmarsh. A night vision camera strapped to a tree captures one of the first beavers to be seen in Norfolk for centuries. Wild Ken Hill has been given a licence to introduce six of the animals to an enclosed 60-acre area between the A149 and Snettisham Beach near Heacham. It is hoped the creatures' dams will improve habitats by trapping silt and creating pools, which will benefit plants and other species. The first two females have been released and appear to be settling in, pottering around the wetland. Dominic Buskell, project manager for Wild Ken Hill, a farm which is being returned to nature, said, "We're chuffed to see that the beavers have settled in well to their new environment. And we want to say a huge thank you to those involved in the delivery of this conservation work, particularly Natural England, for support in funding the enclosure. Five Sisters Zoo in Scotland as well for carefully looking after the beavers during captivity, and to Derek Gow and Roisin Campbell-Palmer for their help and support during the entire process. Now we plan to release two males to create two pairs of beavers that hopefully will breed. We'll trap and release the additional two when the trapping season reopens in August. And once the virus is under control and lockdown measures are reduced in severity. Wild Ken Hill is pledging to drastically change the way land is used to deliver benefits for people, wildlife and the climate by rewilding the countryside. Beavers were once common in Norfolk, but the animals disappeared in the 16th century after being hunted to extinction for their pelts, meat and scent glands. A tourism company director has taken the decision to furlough himself while Norfolk remains in lockdown, but reckons the season is still salvageable. Adam Goymore said, "The season isn't written off just yet. If we can open for summer, it's salvageable. The summer is our busiest period, so from a business perspective, it's concerning that we may be prevented from opening for the summer." One of the benefits of being largely an outdoor, dinosaur-themed adventure park is that there are plenty of open spaces and areas in our park that can comfortably accommodate social distancing. So, at the appropriate time and in line with government guidance, we do feel that we'll be in a position to open some areas of the park on a phased approach. We'll ensure that all the days we are closed from lockdown will be added on to all current season tickets, as well as those renewing. At Banham Zoo and Africa Alive, the Chief Executive David Field praised the support of the public, who helped to raise £80,000 to £90,000 needed a month just to keep the animals fed and essential keepers paid. He is lobbying government to be one of the first tourist attractions in East Anglia to reopen when the restrictions are lifted. He believes the attraction can limit the amount of people entering the zoo and ensure social distancing is maintained. Bill Jordan, the co-owner of Pensthorpe Natural Park near Fakenham, said, "With over 700 acres of unspoilt Norfolk to explore, Pensthorpe should be a natural contender to attract families safely back into the countryside as soon as the lockdown is lifted." Demand from visitors to get back into the natural world has intensified as the lockdown has continued, and as optimism has grown for a possible June or July breakout and return to the country. It draws thousands of visitors and pumps millions of pounds into the Norfolk economy. And despite the uncertainty around the coronavirus lockdown, the Thursford Christmas Spectacular is still going ahead in 2020. But George Cushing, who's in charge of projects and marketing for the show, said they were nervous about what could happen. Mr. Cushing, son of Thursford's chief executive John Cushing, said, "At the moment, it's still 100% going ahead as planned. But the show is what we're most nervous about. We might be allowed out and life might be getting back to normal. But are people going to feel confident enough to go into an auditorium with 1,400 people? There's also the journey. Many people travel by bus for 4 or 5 hours to get here and check into a hotel. We're in close communication with all our tour operators, but it's still an unknown. Roughly £3 to £4 million is invested in the show in the lead up to opening night, paying everything from auditions to props and office costs. Mr. Cushing said a final decision about this year's show would have to be made by August. He said there's a kind of point of no return, but we're keeping optimistic and keeping business as usual."